And good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're joined by Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevins as we talk about county business, including this week's fiscal court meetings. And Doc Blevins, as always, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Well, I guess the biggest news is you dealt with the jail situation in terms of handing out all the bids that go into that project.
Well, not all the bids. There's one bid that's going to be rebid. That's the security bid. There was some discrepancy maybe in whether somebody was qualified to bid or not qualified. So that section there will, in the next 10 days, they'll come back with new bids, and that part will be awarded as well. Everything else was awarded to the low bids.
50-plus bids you had, or 50-plus aspects of the project that you had to hand out contracts for, that's a lot of work.
Well, there were 50-some bids probably laid down on the table, but only about 8 or 9 of those bids actually are the low bids for, like, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, security. Of course, security, we don't have the bid on that one yet, but it did come in. But we had two bids, pretty good bids on it. And so all those things have been awarded. There was some painting, roof, different things like that. And but we awarded the low bids yesterday.
Pretty well all set to go now?
I think we're pretty much set to go. Hopefully we'll have a groundbreaking in the near future and let the public come out there and look at what we're starting with, and hopefully what we're going to end up with is something that will hopefully beautify the area and make it look a lot better on that end of town.
The last time you were here, we talked about the fact that you are considering a 262-bed facility or a 302-bed facility, and the price range was, I guess, $16.8 million for the 262, $17.4 million for the 302-bed facility. What was the decision there?
Well, we're going to go with the 302. I mean, for about $500,000, you can add 40 beds, and those 40 beds will pay for themselves just in about a year if we can keep everything full. So it's crazy not to go ahead and go with the additional beds. It seems like every jail you go to is overcrowded, and, of course, the state system's overcrowded as well. So we're hoping that we can fill it up. It's bad to hope for crime, but when you got a jail, you have to hope that you can fill that thing up and pay the bills.
And when talking about holding state prisoners, that's generally, what, about $35
about
a day?
$35 a day, and we're hopefully we'll get some of those. We average about probably between 90 and 120 beds in our 70-bed facility, so you can tell we're overcrowded. And then with the surrounding counties, there's about 5 counties that surround us that do not have jails at all. They transport all their prisoners. And I think we're the likely place to be transported to. We're the closest, and we're kind of the hub of the region here. And I think those people would tend to bring their prisoners here. That'll give us close to another 120-some beds maybe. And then with the state, we hope we'll get close to about 100-some beds out of them.
How are you doing in terms of maybe securing some contracts with some of these surrounding counties to get their prisoners to come here?
Well, we've sent out bids and talked to them. We do that every year, and I've talked individually with most of the judges in the area, and they know we're building one here, and I think they're willing to look at us as a place to bring, that maybe not bring all their prisoners, but bring some of their prisoners here to this region.
Right now, Morgan County still brings its prisoners to Rowan County. Is that correct? Are they still under contract to do so?
I don't think so. I think they're going to Johnson County, as far
okay.
as I know, because we're under an order that we can't take any more than what we can handle on that right now as the Rowan County people.
Okay, so who are you talking to? You mentioned the 5 counties. Who would they be?
Well, you've got Elliott County, Morgan County, Bath County, Fleming County. Lewis County does have a jail, and I think Carter County's got a jail. So I guess there's 4 or 5 counting us.
So this facility, it sounds like it's going to be pretty nice.
Well, it'll be a jail facility. It'll be built hopefully high quality, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of frills there for the prisoners. We don't want that. We want people to want to get out of jail, not stay in the jail. But I think it'll be well-built and one that'll last for many, many years.
This will be built along U.S. 60 just east of Morehead. The location, you're pretty satisfied with that?
I think it's a wonderful location. It took an old abandoned, pretty much abandoned warehouse that wasn't being used for very little. And it was kind of an eyesore. It wasn't a real pretty building. And now we're going to have that torn down. And now we'll have hopefully a nice-looking, if you look at the exterior, it'll be a very nice facility.
In terms of the construction of the building itself, can you tell us maybe who got the bid for the building?
I really don't have that list in front of me. I didn't bring it this morning. We were there till about 9:30 last night, and I didn't get all my papers put together to give you exact details. But our next, anytime you want to call, I can give you more of the details on who the low bids were.
All right. And you mentioned groundbreaking should happen pretty soon.
I'm hoping in this next month, hopefully we'll put together some kind of a groundbreaking and invite the public.
And the timeline for construction?
I'd say a year and a half. We're hoping it'll be faster, but that's probably, for that size building, it takes a little time to build one.
And again, you're always beholden to the weather, too.
Well, yeah, the weather. I mean, it's beautiful these last few days, thank goodness, but you never know what can happen in Kentucky's weather.
You had a chance earlier this week to attend a groundbreaking ceremony for the new building that will be housing the Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College, which will include the brand new Center for Advanced Manufacturing. Pretty exciting doings there.
That's one of the most exciting things I think this community is going to have for many years. I think it's going to pay tremendous dividends. It's going to put us on the map with manufacturing throughout the United States, that this is a good place to bring jobs and bring their facilities. I think with the airport, with the interstate, with the industrial park, with all the with the wireless that we're going to have in that park, and with all the things you need to really bring good jobs to the community, I think we've got it now.
I know a lot of local officials are really excited about this project, and they're, I guess, well-deserving of being excited about this thing. But at the same time, do you think the general community understands how important this project is?
I don't think everybody does, but I think the people in the know realize that this is the key to the future. You've got to be able to train people quickly and get them up and running in their facilities. I look at the first one I ever saw was down in Bowling Green, and Bowling Green has just done gangbusters in the last, 15, 20 years, and I think we're in that same mold. The second one, of course, I was Rocky and myself both were the leaders up in Boyd County, and of course, they've got a nice KCTCS facility there. I don't think it's advanced manufacturing, but we've got the advanced manufacturing, and with all the problems we're seeing in eastern Kentucky, this would be an ideal place to bring some jobs, and it wouldn't be too far for many of those counties that have been impacted to travel and gainful employment.
Well, the facility will be located just off I-64 along Route 801, 91,000 square feet, $28 million building. I mean, it's going to be pretty spectacular, it sounds like.
I think it'll be something that when people come to Moorhead, they'll know we're serious about jobs and creating futures in this next generation.
In another note, I know you're still continuing to look for a permanent head for the Moorhead-Rowan County Economic Development Council, and this is a search that's been going on since the summer of 2014 when Brett Traver resigned to take another position elsewhere. How are things there? What's going on?
Well, we're looking at it. I would imagine we'll probably bid, put out a bid for a request for a job probably in June. And we'll listen and probably have interviews with those individuals. Terry Enzer's done a great job. Terry is a retired banker, but he's really put his heart and soul into this. We've not got all the things we wish we could have gotten, but we've been in the hunt. We've been up to the plate a few times and just struck out at the last minute. So we showed a good show. Terry's done a terrific job, but he's retired. And came back to work, and I think he's maybe ready to hang it up. He's put a lot of effort into this, a lot of heart and soul into it, and we hope we can find someone that'll be as diligent as he has been, and hopefully bring some their talent here to Moorhead. I've had a couple of local people that have told me they're interested in it. There'll probably be other local people as well, but we'll probably do a national search if we can find somebody that's got the kind of bells and whistles we'd like to see on. Somebody with economic development, we'll try to hire, but we're kind of may not have enough money to attract the kind of person we'd like to have. I put more money into my budget and the initial budget, but they didn't fund it up to my level, so I think it's going to be tougher to find the dollars to attract those kinds of maybe the guys that can knock it out of the ballpark, but I think we'll have somebody that can do the job, and hopefully I would like to see somebody local. They'll stay with you, and they're not just here to put a feather in their cap. They're here to make this community better.
I'd heard that there was a proposal to raise the annual starting salary to $75,000. Has that gone through? Or?
No, it's not gone through. I put it in my budget, what they recommended out there, and my magistrate last night decided they didn't want to put that much money into the economic development out there.
So what will the salary be?
I'd say it'll be the 65. We didn't attract very many people with the 65. It may not be enough to attract a good quality person, even a local person, because the local people I've talked to, they make fairly substantial salaries. The only advantage they would have is they wouldn't be on the road as much traveling all around the United States.
You know, when you talk about finding a good economic development person, I didn't realize it's as hard as it has been, because it's been almost 2 years, and finding the right person who wants to come here, it's a great opportunity, but at the same time, finding someone who wants to work for that money, I guess it has been difficult.
It's been difficult. Of course, we've been very satisfied with Terry. Terry's done a good job. He's put his heart and soul into it, as I said, and we've been very close on two pretty good-paying jobs, quite a few jobs, from probably 40 to 80 jobs in the $20 range or higher, and we were in the hunt, very close, and just for some reason they decided not to go here to Morehead.
When you talk about a local person, are you looking for certain characteristics in that individual?
Well, I want somebody that can sell this community. I want somebody that knows maybe some of the economic development people that has been in some economic development arena. And I think those, the two that I've had conversation with are both, I think, would fit that category.
All right. Also, as well, on another issue, I know Tim James, who heads up the Regional Airport Board here, the Clyde A. Thomas Regional Airport Board, has been both to the city and county. They're looking to hire a new manager out there. The city and county currently are giving $25,000 a year combined to the airport, I guess, for those purposes, and he's asking that they each bump that up to $30,000, so a total of $60,000. I know the city is still kind of looking at this thing. Where's the county with it?
Well, I think if my recollection's right, again, 9:30 last night, it's hard to remember what we've funded and what we haven't funded sometimes. I don't have that list in front of me right now, but I believe we did fund the airport, because Tim did a good presentation, and I think that hopefully the city will step up to and match the $30,000 that we put in, because they're going to need it. That's a tremendous facility we have here in this community. Not everybody has this kind of airport. I think we've got one of the best, probably it's the newest in Kentucky, and I think it may be one of the best. And if we can bring some more factory jobs in here, and that's going to be hopefully the key to attracting those kind of people. Most of those companies have planes. They don't fly commercial. They tend to have their own planes. And we've got a facility that can just about land anything they've got.
So, again, you're talking about this from an economic development standpoint.
Exactly, and I think it's a big part of economic development. It's one of the things, when I first got involved in politics back in the early 80s, 82, I think, when I got sworn in, we were the only community that had a university, a regional university, that did not have an adequate airport. And of course, I used to fly myself, and I know the value of that. And all the things I hear is you've got to have a good airport if you want to be in the ball game. And we finally have that. It's not exactly new. It's got some wear and tear on it, and you have to keep that up. And we need to make sure we don't lose that facility. And so I was willing, and I wanted to put definitely the $30,000 in there. And we may need to ask for more.
We talked about trying to find someone to replace Terry Ensor with the EDC a moment ago, and that's tough to do because those individuals have to have a unique skill set. When you talk about finding someone to manage an airport, again, you're looking for someone who has special skills.
Well, you want somebody, if you can, that has some mechanical experience as well, because that's what Mr. Potter and him brought. We gave them a facility there, let them use the facility as part of the package, and they did mechanical work and also flight training, and you need those kinds of things to make it a full-service airport. People don't like to land their airplanes where they can't fix something, so we need to find somebody with at least maybe two people that one can do the administration, one can do the mechanical and teaching of the flying airplanes, but and that's what we had, and it's going to be tough to replace that. But we we have high hopes, and we've got a great facility and great community. We think we'll attract someone.
We're on the front page today, and we're talking with Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevins. I'm Chuck Meraz. We'll have more right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Again, we're joined by Dr. Walter Blevins, Rowan County Judge Executive, on the show today. And Dr. Blevins, we were talking here a moment ago during the break about you dealt with a couple of other key issues here at this recent fiscal court meeting.
Yeah, one of the key issues, you've got to have money to build these things. You've got to have money to fund things. And we had our second reading on our increase in the payroll tax from 1% to 1.5%. I didn't have anybody show up and protest against it or anybody. I didn't get any real nasty letters. I checked my mailbox before I went into session yesterday, and I did not see anybody that was up in the air about it. There was an amendment put on the bill to anybody that has rental property that would have to the first $10,000 would be exempt from taxation of the 1.5%. But anything above the $10,000, they would have to pay the 1.5% payroll tax, and that we're not sure how much money that'll generate. Well, there's a lot of apartments in Morehead, but it was my court wanted to make sure that those people are paying into the system as well. So the $1.7 million that we're projecting, we may have more than that. That's one reason I was looking at trying to maybe give some pay raises to some of our employees, which we're not going to do. And there were some funding areas, economic development, and some other areas that I wish we could have funded at higher levels. But my court did not want to do that at this time.
Important, though, to do this. I know that you've discussed this matter before, especially with the building of the new jail, that revenue will be needed. And then for future possible projects too, as well. We've talked about recreation.
Well, recreation's really isn't in this. I mean, I'm in favor of it, but we don't have it actually in part of that plan. But if the economy grows, we'll have more money in our, and we can hopefully address that the recreation facilities. We're hoping that the money that we're looking at is going to be about $1.4 million probably to pay for the indebtedness on the jail. We think it'll raise at least 1.7. The other monies we put into emergency services. You always need ambulances. You need to keep people that are good EMTs, and you need those kind of people. You need money to maintain, to keep them. And so we're going to put money into emergency services and also into our roads if we have excess money beyond what it's going to cost to pay for the debt on the bonds. So it's very important, and the roads again is one of our key things as a county government, is to make sure our roads are in good shape. And it's hard to do that when we've seen cuts on the state level. I think we're going to get about $200,000 out of the flex dollars, which wasn't sure that was even going to be a program. The Governor Beshear had that program, and it looks like Governor Bevin realized it's a good program. And we're going to have at least another $200,000. Discretionary dollars, we've been normally getting between $250,000 to $300,000. We're not sure we're going to be in discretionary dollars. We won't know that probably till the middle of the year. And when this fiscal year ends. But if we don't get the $300,000, we're going to see a lot less blacktop and repairs. And that's part of that tax increase. Payroll tax increases, that we're going to have some dollars there. Hopefully we'll have excess dollars. We can put those into blacktop and not just frivolously throw dollars away, but hopefully maintain our good road system. We've got a good road system, but we need to maintain it.
You also held the first reading of the fiscal 2016-17 budget, and over $9 million spending plan is what you've told me. And how does it look to you?
I think it's good. I wish we could have done more for our employees. I don't think we've... We did give them longevity pay, but not as much as I thought we should have given them that one. We can only do that every 4 years. Gave them a raise, I think it was 0.7%, wasn't even a full percent. And I would like to have done a little more of that. My court kind of shied away from that. They want to wait and see how much money's going to come in. Hopefully we can give a pay increase to those hardworking employees that get out in the middle of the night, many of them do, and go out and risk their lives to make sure our roads are clean and paved, to do the mowing and making sure that people can see around the curves, that type of thing. It's important that we keep those good county employees, and I think to do that, sometimes you have to pay them a little extra, and you have to give them a raise. Hopefully we'll see that in the future, if not this year, maybe next year.
What are some of the other budget highlights?
Budget highlights.
Or lowlights, if you want to call them that.
Well,
depending.
I wish we could have given more to Haldeman out there. We gave them $5,000 last year in the budget. That's a good group of people. They put on Chili Fest. They do they have breakfast. They have pancake breakfast. They have singing groups. They do a lot of things to raise money. And we gave them $5,000. If you go out there and look at that place, they've got brand new windows. Not that $5,000 didn't do it, but it helped. It encouraged other people to put money into it. I wanted to give them another $5,000 because they've got a nice facility there, and they do a lot of good work for after school for the children. It's just a good community, and I want to give them $5,000. My court only gave them $2,500. I wish we'd have given them the $5,000. I'm hoping they'll go out there and look at what we've got. Those people really work hard, and I think they're trying to make that community a good livable place. And to me, that's important. Again, I'd like to see more money for economic development. I think that we're going to need a good person to. We've got a 300-acre park. We've got all the amenities you need. Now with the KCTCS Advanced Manufacturing, I think we need more money to showplace that facility and to showplace that industrial park. And I'd like to see more money in that. I'd like to see more money for the airport to keep it moving forward. There's all those things, and I wish we could have done more. I recommended more, but my court, they have the final say in that, and I'm not a dictator. I have to try to get the votes where I can get them.
It sounds like one of the big challenges, you get back into the road situation, cuts to your appropriations for various things from the state.
Yeah, absolutely, and now I think we're gonna have the money to hopefully, we need a new truck, we need a new backhoe. Those things wear out. We're looking at maybe three new ambulances for the ambulance service. Those are got high mileage. You don't want to put somebody in an ambulance in a critical situation and the thing break down. So you have to maintain those kinds of levels of service. And in this budget, we're going to hopefully be able to do that. And with the new increase in revenue, we're going to hopefully be able to keep that on pace and hopefully move forward and make this community a brighter place to live.
So you would call this again perhaps a lean budget?
I think it's a lean budget. I think you ask my county employees, they'll say it's lean. I think you'll ask several other groups that ask for money from the court. They're going to say, well, you've got more money, but I didn't get any of it. And so maybe in 6 months, in a year, we can look and see how much revenue this is bringing in, see where our bottom line is, and maybe we can address some of those things. And I, as the judge, I want to push for that, and hopefully we can make it happen eventually.
We've got some construction projects, not just the jail, but also the Adrian Dorn University Center here on campus, the new building for St. Clair Regional Medical Center. Right. Those are just a few of the construction projects. And maybe that will bring in some extra money?
Well, the KCTCS, that's about a $28 million, $25 million for the St. Clair, and $50 million, and there's still construction going on, and the first $50 million the university is working. We think that will increase our payroll revenues because there's more people working, and those people make fairly good salaries. And then you add the $20 million, close to $20 million jail. That's going to increase the payroll tax as well. We think we're going to see excess dollars that hopefully we can fund some of these other things and maybe give a little pay raise in the future for our people. But the main thing is that hopefully with all these things occurring, we're going to see more people look at Moorhead as a place to bring their jobs and bring their homes and lives here and into a progressive community that is going to try to be as top-notch as it can be.
Judge, as always, thanks.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate your time and effort.
Again, that's Rowland County Judge Executive Walter Blevins. I'm Chuck Moraz on Front Page. We'll see you next time.